Conference set to debate strategy, union democracy and political representation. J.P. Rosser, Branch Secretary HMRC West Mercia PCS, personal capacity. Top of the agenda at PCS conference is the national campaign on pay, pensions, jobs and the compensation scheme. Activists worked tirelessly, resulting in a successful reballot in over 100 employer groups, despite the anti-union laws, ensuring the campaign can continue. Broad Left Network, BLN, supporters have consistently argued that the scope of the current dispute needs to go further to include issues such as jobs, office closures, and workloads. Despite the Left Unity Group decrying this for years, in 2022, under significant pressure, it finally adopted some, but not all of our approach. Now we need to urgently discuss and agree the best strategy to win. The BLN will be putting forward an emergency motion to address these matters. Equally important are the issues around democracy and lay control. The national campaign is an illustration of the top-down, full-time officer-controlled approach of the current leadership. Meanwhile, lay activists can't access membership details to help us build and organize effectively. Without this, we are fighting with one hand tied behind our back. We also see left unity, in an echo of the right-wing moderates of the past, seeking to water down annual elections. There are BLN motions to give lay activists access to members' data, transfer control of website and social media to the editorial board, campaigning for workplace ballots, and extending elections to ensure increased accountability among the currently unelected full-time officers. Trans rights. Another significant debate will be the issue of trans rights. Left Unity has deliberately sidelined Proud, PCS LGBT plus equality group, to stifle criticism of the General Secretary's gender-critical views. Now Left Unity is seeking a compliant Proud structure, and has preempted the debate, producing a branch briefing to justify their actions. The briefing is full of inaccuracies and attempts to hide from the legitimate criticisms raised by Proud members. The NEC motion must be defeated to restore the trust of PCS LGBT plus members. Left Unity's watered-down political strategy put at the 2022 conference amounted to asking Keir Starmer to be nice to us, while PCS might criticize his failings. This demonstrates a complete lack of understanding about how a political plan might support winning policies and gains for members. We will be putting forward an emergency motion to support Corbyn, if he chooses to stand as an independent, together with other genuine pro-trade union, anti-austerity candidates in the next general election. The Tories' minimum service levels bill could become law during conference. PCS must take the lead in demanding that the Trades Union Congress calls a huge national demo to prepare for mass coordinated strike action to defeat the Tory anti-union laws and their cost of living squeeze. This conference agenda illustrates the growing divide between the BLN and Left Unity. If PCS is to reclaim its mantle as a left-led, campaigning union that wins for members, then a new leadership equipped with BLN policies will be essential.